You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hi, everybody. I know I'm back live. I actually took the last couple weeks off because yours truly had paying gigs. So whenever I have a paying gig and it conflicts with my radio program, sorry, paying gig wins out. So I'm back live. I'm here to answer your specific question. And just to let you all know that I do my best to get new callers on the program first, as opposed to those of you 800 regular callers that call into my program that have found me. I'm the best kept secret out there, I'm just saying. Just saying. All right, I'm going to go to area code 334. Hello, 334. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Shakira.
Oh, hey, Shakira. What's your question today?
When do you see me meeting someone to start a relationship with?
Let's see. So it's saying that there's something that you do connected with your job or your career. It's either a classroom setting or a group setting that you end up meeting this incredibly special person. It's not going to be through anything else you do. It's actually something you do to improve yourself connected with your career. So it could be public speaking. It could be a class that you, learn how to do Excel. But there's some sort of improvement that you do. So it's not really a when. It's more of a what are you going to do to improve yourself and pay attention to the potential candidates for romance in that gathering? Because that's what I'm getting. And I'm getting it very strongly for you, that this is about you doing something to improve yourself that makes you more valuable at your job. And then that's how you meet this person. So, all right, gal pal.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
See you later.
Thank you.
All right, bye. I've got somebody here from the 509 area code. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Hi, Ms. Mona. This is Erica from Washington.
Hi, Erica. What's your question?
Hi. I'm looking at a different career path. And yesterday I took the physical exam. I'm like super sore. I didn't pass police officer, but I passed for correctional officer. And I was wondering
how
you feel about, yeah.
Okay, now that's interesting. So it's like you apply for both of those at the same place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you take the same exam, but the police one is more rigorous. Like, it was super intense. And I was like, okay, well, I can retake it sometime, but I need to really, practice. Their sit-up,
so,
it's just so weird. How they
so
do
here's
them.
The thing, is that I'm actually voting more for you retaking the police officer one than the correctional officer, because I have a really hard time with someone that has such a pure, lovely spirit like you, working
mm-hmm.
around a lot of people, unless you're working with kids and that there's sort of more hope there. And I know this sounds so
mm-hmm.
cynical on my part, but I'm just telling you, you have such an amazing spirit. It's like I would rather you be a dispatcher with the police department than be a correctional officer, you know, with the prison system, unless you're working with kids. Because the thing is that the thing about being a police officer is 99% of the time you're doing the right thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, for the right reasons. When you're a correctional officer, you have to have a pretty stout sense of your own beauty of the world, because you would be not seeing the beauty of the world for 8 or 9 or 10 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see what I mean? It's like police officer. There's always hope to do real good. You see? So I would either, my vote would be for you to retake the police officer test, or decide that since you really want to do good in the world, become a dispatcher with the police department. And then you can always retake the test. Now, I've always gotten healing with you. You know, I haven't talked to you in a while, but I always get healing and growing and making things better for people with you. I always get that. So here's the thought, is that you could get hired as a dispatcher, you know, with the police department. And because they offer you tuition reimbursement as a benefit, then you go part-time to nursing school and become an RN. It's just a thought.
I'm just saying. I was having doubts about the correctional because I've been reading about it, and it's just like, I was thinking you only work with girls, but I guess you don't. You work with both guys and girls, and I don't want to put myself in that situation where I can be assaulted or abused in any way, you know?
All I'm trying to tell you is your psychic is telling you no.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is that I don't think that you would be so messed with as a police officer, which is because, you know, but that's why I'm thinking, you know, for you to be a dispatcher means that you can be right there on the spot to help. You see that, and then you're not putting yourself in harm's way at all in the process. But then you keep learning. That's all you have to do is keep learning. So get yourself hired, because they'll hire you. You're just too delightful. Get yourself hired as a dispatcher. Then you get all the benefits without a lot of the risk, but all of the ability to help. So I'm really happy that you called me and asked me that, because, no, I don't want you to be a correctional officer. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye. Have a good day.
Okay, so I got somebody here from... going to go to area code 703. Hello, 703. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jane.
Oh, hey, Jane. What's your question?
Well, I was curious about job security. Basically, just job security.
Okay, job security in your current job or job security for a job? Okay. Okay, so here's an interesting, you're coming across as someone that's a little bit of a workaholic where you are, and that there's somebody that you are, there's a man around you that you're keeping focused, and he's he might even be taking credit for some of your work, because he's just so scattered. I don't look at this person as a bad person, but I look at the fact that you seem to be, you've been watching his back for a while. And that part of the reason you watch his back is because you think that he might protect you a little bit. Do you recognize this guy?
Yeah, sounds familiar. Yes.
Okay. Here's the thing, is that I just want you to make sure that... it's not an automatic expectation from him without you getting something back. So what I would like you to, I'd like you to have, you know, a visit or a lunch with him, you know, and in a very casual way, mention the fact that, that you've got his back, and then you want to ask him if he has yours.
Mm-hmm. He does say that he has my back. It's just I'm there by myself, and it's like a lot of work, and he keeps saying he's going to bring somebody else in and have somebody else come in to help me, but nobody
okay,
has
so here's,
come in
yeah,
yet.
Here's the funny thing about that, Jane, is that if he brings somebody else in and you do get a little bit of pressure off on the workload, he might be looking at that person as a see, because he's looking at it, as long as you keep doing the job, why should he bring in somebody else?
That's what I was thinking.
So, but the thing is does that create a lot of job security for you? Abso-frickin-lutely. Creates a whole boatload of job security for you. So the thing is that my advice, because this says that you're so good at what you do that you could be snapped up someplace else very quickly. So because you do know how to do what you do. So the thing is that I would look, I'm just saying, look for another job where you don't feel like working this harried and hard and I guess stressfully would be rewarded, because they don't see that you're being rewarded here. He's looking at you like you're not, it's like you're not being compensated to the level that you really want to be. So yeah, you can keep this job as long as you want, but my vote would be for you to take all the experience, write it all down into a paragraph, slap it up on your resume, and just start looking around. So what line of work are you in?
I'm a receptionist in a dental office.
Okay, because what I'm getting here is that with that background, you could do a variety of different things. You could actually even be somebody that works with like a big dental company that helps process people in human resources. You could actually get a human resources job that dealt with benefits based on your experience as a receptionist now, and probably make at least $10,000 more a year than what you're making now. So my advice would be, look around for human resources benefit representative in any of the larger, because the thing is that the fact that you know how to handle part of the insurance stuff from where you are, because you're more than just a receptionist. You're more, I would call you a patient coordinator or client coordinator. I would put that on my resume as my title, client coordinator.
Okay.
Because receptionist implies $10 an hour, $12 an hour, $15 an hour. Client coordinator implies $20, $25 an hour. So change your title to client coordinator and start looking for human resources jobs in some of the larger companies, because I think you'd get it in a snap. As a matter of fact, you have this power phase around you for the next 8 weeks, so you could find a job for the next 8 weeks. And I highly recommend it. So that's my vote.
Okay.
And then email me when you get it, okay?
All right.
All right,
thank
gal pal.
You so much.
Thanks for the call. See ya. All right,
bye.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the – let me get them on the air here. By the way, I have a bunch of you that are listening, but you might not have pressed 1 to be in the queue to actually have me answer questions. So make sure you do that if you want to get on the air. I'm going to go to the 781 area code. Hello, 781. Who's this?
Hi, is that me? I'm Mona. Can you hear me?
Yes. And what's your first name?
I'm Hafsa, H-A, S for Fleety, S for Sugar, A.
Okay. All right, Hafsa, what's your question?
Mona, my mom passed away in July this year. I'd just like to know if there's anything she wants to say to me.
So, so sorry. Now, I am not a medium, so I don't connect with spirits on the other side. What I can do is just, I can turn cards over with the intent in my mind that this is a message for you, okay? from
okay.
your mom.
Okay.
Now I'm going to do that,
thanks, Mom.
But again, I'm not a medium, so I don't hear voices from those who have departed in my head. Not one of my gifts. But I will tell you that if I were to visualize your mom, which I'm doing right now, and I am pulling cards with your mom in my mind, and I'm going to turn the cards over, and I'm going to tell you the message that is coming through the cards that I believe is coming through to your mom. Now, I have a weird question for you. Is your father still with us?
Yes, he's actually visiting me right
now. The message I'm getting for you is not for you, it's for your father.
Okay.
And what it's saying is that your father still needs to connect with people. He still needs to be that, because what I'm getting is that before this happened, it feels like your parents were like a dynamic duo. They were very powerful together. And what I'm getting is that he's supposed to be powerful by himself, and that there is going to be another woman that he meets. So the message that I'm getting is not for you, it's for your father. And what it's saying is that you may need to step in to be the partner or the person that goes to some of these social or political or business gatherings with him until he meets. So it's not, I don't see him going out every night, but I see every 1 or 2 weeks he's going out and being social, but he is going to be introduced by a man that's like a brother to him, to another woman. But I see you there too.
The message
that I'm getting is for your father, and that is he will love again. And there's a blessing from your mom for him to love again.
Yes, she said that before she passed as well. Oh,
there
Mona,
you go.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you so
also,
much,
thanks
my
for
dear.
Calling.
Oh.
See you later.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody. You guys, I do have to emphasize that I am not a medium. Actually, I have two negative reviews out there locally on the internet about me. The first is from a young kid who came to me that his mom had passed, and the first thing I tapped in on was the sorrow in his vibration category. But my style of reading is this moment forward. I don't dwell in the past. Now, if someone like Hafsa asked me a specific question, first, I temper it with the idea I'm not a medium. I don't hear voices in my head. I don't hear people coming through to me. And on the very, very rare occasions where I've gotten messages like that from the other side about a specific person, it only has happened to me maybe 4 or 5 times in my whole career. All right. But sometimes I will turn cards over concentrating on a specific person or spirit, and I will get a message. And in that case, apparently that was exactly what she needed to hear. So, but the two negative reviews I have out there, one is from someone I never did a reading for, and the other one was from a young man whose mom had passed and had expected me to connect with her for him and what I do. So there you go. Anyway, I'm going to go to area code 808. Hello, 808.
Hello. This is Laura. How you doing?
Hi, Laura. What's your question?
Well, I'm actually in transition right now with the new job. They had asked me to relocate, and I'm finding a lot of blocks because it's pretty far away. And Thursday it opened up that they asked me if there's a slim possibility that I could stay where I am. And that would be huge help because I'm training a lot right now. And I can't look for a place, and the place they want me to move to is really expensive. So I'm wondering if you're getting any hits on that or the job.
I think you're not moving.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're not moving.
I keep hearing conditions in my third eye intuitive part. Are you picking up anything on that?
I'm getting you're not moving. Now, you could actually make this kind of a funny little topic of conversation. You could actually talk to the person that has suggested that you might be able to stay where you are. And you say, you know what's so funny? There's this psychic on the radio, and I called her and asked her if I'm moving, and she said no.
Good. I really could.
That no, that's how
funny.
You bring it up. You okay. say,
She's
my
waiting.
Psychic said that no, I'm not moving, and that the best way I'm going to be most productive for my company is being able to work from where I am, as well as some flexibility and be able to even work from home.
That I could do that, because I told her, I said, you know, it's really weird, but things should move with ease and grace to the new place, and they're not. I said, that's just the energy's like
No, no, sweetie, the lighter that you treat this, the more beneficial it is for you. So that's why I'm telling you, say that you called the psychic on the radio on Sunday. As a matter of fact, you can even have her listen to this broadcast tomorrow.
What a good
actually,
idea.
As soon as we're done, I have to tell you, this broadcast is available for people to listen to within minutes after I'm done broadcasting it. So you could actually go about 20 minutes into the program, and you can see that the psychic said, I'm not moving.
I'll do that. That would
and
be
then
so
you
rich.
Say, it's wait, and then you say, it's way less expensive for you if I don't move.
Oh, no, they aren't paying. It's me.
Okay. I'm just telling you, that's all you have to say. I agree with you. It should not be inconvenient. You should not have to, unless the salary is so amazing and they're paying you a bonus to move, I wouldn't move. But this says you're not moving.
Yeah.
So it either means that they accommodate you where you are by you staying disciplined, or you find someplace else that you don't have to move. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Oh, bless you. Thanks. Have a great day. I'll let her
okay,
know.
Bye.
Funny. Thanks. Bye.
All right. So I've got somebody here from, I'm going to go to the 805 area code. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Oh, thank you, Mona. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. What's the question?
I meditate every morning for like 40 minutes, and about 4 days ago I was meditating, and it came in very lovingly, and I just observed the message coming in, and it said, it's coming soon. So I've been praying to meet someone and get married or have more money come into my life somehow, and I wanted to know what you were picking up on this, please.
So it's really funny because I was on the I don't know if you know this, but there's a little video out there. It's really funny that I was on the reality program Sister Wives a few years back, right?
Yeah.
And there was a saying from one of the wives regarding one of her daughters, which was, a man is not a financial plan. So I just wanted to let you know that my ears pricked up when you said, when am I going to meet someone? When am I going to get married? When is the money situation going to get better? So there might be a little bit of equating money connected with a man. And I feel compelled to tell you that a man is not a financial plan.
Oh, no, I was thinking more of winning the lottery or a windfall.
Okay. I don't see the $1.6 billion lottery that seems to be the big megabucks thingy right now coming your way anytime soon. As a matter of fact, what I'm getting here is that this is saying focus on the thing that you're best at, and that all of the soulmates that are supposed to be a part of your purposeful path will line up with you. So here's the interesting thing. If this year, which I'm getting, has been incredibly unfair to you, if it feels like you take one step forward and get pushed back five steps, that's not your imagination. What you're being shown by spirit is that doors that are not supposed to open for you are not supposed to open for you, and that's okay, all right? Now, what I'm getting is that, so the fact that in meditation that you have been getting this signal that everything's okay, it's coming, it will be there soon.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
However, what I'm also getting is that there's some preparation that you need to do for the shift. So what I have found is when I can't do something for whatever reason, I focus on the things that I can do, right? Whatever it is I can do. Now, it could be something as simple as making my famous oatmeal coconut cookies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it is reaching out to people that I haven't talked to in a while. Or, in your case, What it's saying is that you are about to create the dream type of job that allows you to do something that fills your spirit with purpose. So it is through that that you meet your companion of choice, which, by the way, I coined companion of choice years ago, because when we get to a certain age, boyfriend or girlfriend just doesn't cut it. So
yeah.
Companion of
yeah.
choice. So when you are, if someone asks you, so Donna, why aren't you married? You say, I have yet to meet my companion of choice, and I'm not sure marriage is on the table with that.
Yeah.
Now, when you do that, then you send out the vibe that you're looking for the person that you can best get along with, not the someone that is the ring and the date and the Range Rover.
Right.
So all I'm trying to tell you, and then I have to let you go, is that there's these,
okay.
these cards are talking about visualize the thing that would bring you great joy in purpose that would also bring you a reasonable amount of money that you can live on. And by the way, you talk about doing this meditation. There's a 7-minute chakra cleansing video that's out there on YouTube. It's
oh,
7 minutes.
Okay.
There's several of them, but the one I like is the one that seems to have these little beautiful, colorful patterns. And then with each chakra that you concentrate on, there's like a gong or a tone to shift to the next chakra. But it's 7 minutes. And when I remember to do this video, it actually sets me into this beautiful mode for the day. So I tell people when they're stressed to actually watch that particular video. So just FYI, you don't need 40 minutes. You just need to know that once you set your intent into clearing, then that intent perpetuates through the day.
Okay.
All right,
yeah,
gal pal, thanks
like
for
that.
The call. See you later.
Thank you, Mona.
Okay,
bye.
All right, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 818. Hello, 818. Yes. Who's this?
Hi, it's Carmen. I'm so glad I got on because I dropped out of the host queue by accident.
Oh, no. All right, Carmen, what's your question for me?
Well, I'm wondering, I was trying to figure out which direction I should go in. I had a crying spell last night, and I was just kind of felt really depressed and hopeless. I get messages through numbers, and I saw 911 twice yesterday and then this morning, so I'm a little frustrated about that. But my question was going to be about love, but I don't know if, you know, spirit will kind of have something else for me instead, a different message. So I'm wanting to get married soon, like in the next 12 to 18 months.
Okay, but there's nobody in your life that I would call your companion of choice that's in the running for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, not
exactly here's the
right
thing.
Now.
Okay, here I'm going to go a slightly different direction with you. What it's saying here is that sometimes spirit shows you what you don't want as well as what you do want. And the biggest thing going on with you right now is you're spending way too much time by yourself, way too much time closed in. I keep getting this that you're just sitting in the four walls of your room and you're not doing anything to connect, all right? Now, the fastest way to connect with amazing people is about caring about something that has nothing to do with you, all right? So caring about cats or dogs, going to the weekly or monthly spay-neuter clinic and just being there with an extra pair of loving hands to help do that will introduce you to more amazing, loving people than probably almost anything else you do. If you decided once a day to reach out to the Salvation Army and help people get food once a day, that is a way of you connecting with incredibly heart-filled people. And you would be amazed at who ends up showing up to help to do that, okay? What I'm telling you is that the reason why you have not connected is that you're not putting yourself in the path or in the activity of caring for something or someone other than you, and that by participating in that caring, like there's a group of people called Friends of Nevada Wilderness here in Nevada, and what they do is once a week they get a whole bunch of people together and they go clean up like Lake Tahoe Beach, or they clean up a path where, you know, very, very stupid people have littered or whatever they've done, right? But they all get together and they do that. And at the end, there's this little chat, and sometimes they all go for breakfast or lunch or whatever it is. But the reason I'm telling you, you can have that, but you have to participate in life to get it.
Yeah.
And the fastest way to participate is by having something that you know is relatively easy for you to help something or someone else. And then by that, then you meet other nice people that are probably there not only for the reason of helping or making something better, right, or helping make animals or people's lives better in some way. Not only do you get to have that as part of the great mojo of participating, but then you meet other people that whatever reason, they're doing that too.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Because your cards are talking about you keep putting off the happiness of your own life. It's saying that by you finding a way to step into the spotlight, to be able to be kind of your own little shining star in your world, you have to be the hero of your own story. So you have the power to write that story. Then it's saying the very first thing you need to do is find a way to not be by yourself all the time. Because if we tackle the lonesomeness, then it's not about the first guy or gal that looks your way in that sort of sparkly way. It is you having a choice of several people that you could build a life with. Then it's saying that you have to put purpose to your life. And then the last one I'm getting here is that you have to embrace something that you love in order to have what you want.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, you've got to jump into this life with 2 feet. You can't wait for the UPS guy to deliver it to you. And I feel like you've been waiting for the UPS guy to deliver it to you. I'm telling you, that just isn't how it works. Even if you were to just someday, you might tell a whole big group of people your adventure of what's going on right now, right? Your adventure right now could actually be the start of a screenplay. You could start writing it right now, you see? And I'm telling you to literally write it. And then you decide one day, you know what? I'm going to be really good at public speaking. So I'm going to join my local nonprofit Toastmasters organization, and I'm going to learn how to be in front of large groups of people and speak. Now, you're going to meet a whole huge variety of people that way, but you're also honing a skill and getting involved in something that's important to you. You see?
Yeah.
All right, gal pal.
That makes sense, definitely.
Thanks for the call.
A lot of time by myself. Thank you.
All right, sweetie.
So
time
much.
To get involved. Alrighty. Okay, bye.
Okay, thanks.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 504 area code. Hello, 504. Who's this?
Hi, it's Matthew.
Oh, hi, Matthew. How are you?
I thought my number was going to be undiscoverable, so I gave up and put a piece of bacon in my mouth, and then you're like, hi, 504. So we are so psychically attuned right now, I can just feel it.
okay, wait. No, I got to tell everybody about you, Matthew, because people don't know about you. And the funny thing is you all remember earlier, I don't even know if Matthew was tuned in then, but when I said that I don't connect with spirits on the other side unless the message comes through incredibly powerfully, well, Matthew actually does connect with spirits on the other side in a very big way. And by the way, one of these days I'm going to actually have you co-host one of my programs, and I'm going to make it just about your impressions of what you're getting with people from spirits from the other side. But anyway, Matthew and I have known each other since 2002. So for me to hear his delightful voice here on my radio program thrills me to no end. So darling, sweetheart, lovely, lovely man. And oh, by the way, he's actually going for his doctorate degree right now. So this guy is not only incredibly intuitive, but he is also smart. All right, my friend. So what's your question for me today, or did you just want to call and say, hey?
Actually, I have a question, but I was hoping to sort of get in under the wire and not and be sort of anonymous about it. Okay, so I'll ask my question. Apparently not. I'll ask my question, but also I would just like to say, you know, you are far more medium capable than you ever give yourself credit for, because
I know, but I don't want to. Okay, I do know that,
I know,
but I don't want to advertise that.
Okay, well, it's just between us. Just between us. Okay.
Yeah, us and my 12 listeners.
yeah, but you know, people log in and listen to this stuff out of time.
Right, I know. All right.
So.
All right.
Here's the thing. There was a situation at my school, and I just want to know, just sort of a down and dirty, should I be looking to a different school, or is there still a path forward for me here where I currently am?
Okay, so you have this card of how hard you've been working, and the only thing you haven't done is be honest with the roadblocks that seem to be being thrown in your path by this school for you to learn. It's really interesting because there's no question in my mind that you are serious about making this happen. And according to what I'm getting, you will make it happen. The thing that frustrates the crap out of you is that it feels like just when you think you've got the vibration or the rules down, it feels like the rules sort of shift or change. It feels like if you were told that you needed a certain amount of classes to get credential on something, and then they increase the number of classes, That would be what I'm talking about. Okay, so what's going on here is that there's this candid honesty you have with yourself, but it still says that you, and I'm going to use this word, happily complete this, because you have the card, you have the world. Seriously, you have the world right here. It's reversed, but you know the world reversed is not a bad card. It means, because the next card is the Ace of Wands. So what it, and it's the Ace of Wands, you know, coming out of the fact that this may not be the place that you actually finish your degree. And but on the way out, you say, I'm actually looking at another school because right when I think that I have about to accomplish something, you guys change the rules on me.
Yeah.
Because that, here's the thing, is that you're doing more hard work scrambling to figure out how to get it done instead of being actually able to concentrate on the work of it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
That's
so
true.
Because you don't mind the work of it, but it's almost as if the political environment is telling you, go to a place that celebrates the fact that you are that quick of a learner. And, you know, you guys listening, you know, Matthew would like to actually change the way education happens, that if you're smart enough to be able to test through a course, and you could just test through the course and get that course done in 2 weeks if you wanted to, then you get credential or credit for the course instead of going through the 3 months or 6 months of the course to get credit for it.
Right.
Because some people are just that kind of smart. And according to what I'm getting here, you're that kind of smart.
Thank you so much. Okay, may I ask another quick question? I know you have a one question.
Of course, because I haven't talked to you in forever, and I'm going to give you a bit of a pass.
Thank you so much. Do you see me leaving for another school in a year or like at the beginning of this year? Like next
I'm getting May.
Summer, like the end of next. Okay, so
I'm getting May.
So next May. Okay.
Yeah.
So
May works out to be what? 6 months from now? 7 months from now?
Yeah.
And then it could be that what you say is, I have found that the requirements for me to be credited for my classes are too difficult here, and I have found another university that allows me to be a little bit more self-paced. And I think that's the key to what you need is something more self-paced, because you're not afraid of doing the work.
Right.
So it is my goal would be for you is to find the university that gives you the credibility to be this doctor that you're going to be, that's more self-paced. And that might be the search that you look for when you do it. So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call. Awesome to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I love you.
Right,
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, love you too.
Bye.
All right, that was really cool. All right, I've got somebody here from the 916 area code. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Nancy.
Oh, hi, Nancy.
California.
What's your question?
Hi. Yeah, I was curious if you ever see any residential moves for me in the future.
Okay, so I got this huge, when you asked the question before I even am turning cards over here, I got this huge feeling of when you move that it has to be for a sense of community and it has to be for a sense of harmony. So it's almost as if you go visit a place that feels like it's more connected right from the beginning. And I'm getting kind of a smallish town sort of suburb area where you're 20 or 30 minutes away from sort of a bigger town where there's a Costco. I mean, but I'm getting, I know that's weird that I'm getting that, but what it's saying is that the move will only happen if it's a sense of harmony and peace to the place that you move to. So this is not going to be a hectic area. It could be a specific community that might be dealing with, say, people over 55, where it's where the people just seem to give a crap about each other, and you can tell by how they take care of their living spaces that they care about each other. You know, not in a not in a cheesy, contrived way, in a very authentic, getting to know you way. Like, I can see you being a part of a place where when you start going to a specific little cafe or coffee shop, that they know you when you walk in there, and that you feel comfortable enough to sit at the counter and talk to the waitresses and the chef or the cook, in that case, and have your breakfast, whether you're with somebody or not. And I also get that you finally get to go into your own creative vibe, whether that's artwork or writing or cooking or whatever it is, but it's saying that, that whatever you're setting up is going to be your happy retirement career in some way.
Oh, wonderful.
So I would look for the smallish town, and they might do a spring and fall festival every year, but I'm getting a smallish sort of town, kind of away from the hustle and bustle of a normal, quote-unquote, normal little city. You see what I mean? That I get, I get a community feeling that is sort of off the beaten path but not off the grid. That's the only way I can describe
it. No, I understand. No, I understand
okay.
that totally.
Because it's saying that that it is, it's about creating a sense of when you wake up in the morning and you can sit out on your patio and you see that, that nest of squirrels or that nest of birds building a nest. You see what I mean? It's like there's enough nature around you where you don't feel like the sun is always reflecting off the concrete.
Oh, thank goodness. I love nature. Yes.
Yeah, but that's the vibe I'm getting.
Okay.
So, all right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Well, thank you so much. Okay, bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to area code 773. Hello, 773. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Joellen.
Joellen. What's your question?
How are you?
I'm
hey,
good.
First of all, I was going to say, how's your life? You've been so busy in the whole, you
okay,
know,
so
TV
October
thing.
Is, sweetie, so October is like my busiest month typically because I get booked for events and stuff, all right? So whenever I have an event or if I'm recovering from an event, my radio program has to go on the back burner because, you know,
yeah.
This is, by the way, you know, I have been on Blog Talk since 2010. So this is like my eighth year on this station. I have over 600 broadcasts on Blog Talk. So you can listen to my very, very first broadcast, which was super clumsy because I had to learn everything back then, which is kind of cool. But anyway, but sweetheart, what is your question for me and what can I answer for you?
Well, kind of like an update. Last we spoke, you really urged me to take this, the moving into the direction of the video with my school, even though it seemed a little overwhelming.
I remember.
Yeah, I think that was a good move. And then we were talking about meeting a fella. And I'm still wondering, how can I meet a fella? My companion of choice, if you will.
Your companion of choice, yes, my favorite phrase. It's actually saying that it's going to be through work or finding out how to do more about your work. So this man is going to be as creative as you are. For example, if you have learned how to animate a character, right? Let's just say that that's one of the things you've learned how to do because you're treating your job right now as a paid internship, okay? When you look at it like that, it shifts everything, right? But what I'm getting is that you may actually connect with somebody through like a meetup group where it's literally an animation meetup group that you might start in your area and that you're learning as much as they are about how to animate a character. because what I'm getting right now for you, right this second for you, is I'm getting that you might be able to do a commercial for a company based on a character that you create. Okay? So, for example, we haven't seen a really adorable skunk since Pepe Le Pew. Right? So you could actually take the Pepe Le Pew character and have the Pepe Le Pew character rub itself all over with a Dove bar, the actual soap, and turn into a fluffy cat and make that an animation and send it to Dove and see if they use it.
I see where you're going.
But it could be anything. It could be someone who drinks, you know, a little stick character or, you know, some sort of animated person character that drinks a, you know, lovely cup of green tea, and you send it off to whatever tea company that is.
Well, I went to a conference this past week for all the Adobe software, the Adobe Creative Conference, and it was overwhelming.
Because what I'm getting with you is that I see you being the go-to person to animate something for a company. That, you know, do you remember the old Geico ad that came out a few years ago with the camel, you know, what day is it? Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we say that to our cats on Sunday mornings when they get wet food. What day is it? We do that, all right? And they all know that it means that they get wet food, all right? If somebody had made an actual cartoon character out of that camel and done something with it, like you could do that and send it to Geico.
Well, listen, can I do a session with you? Do you ever do partial sessions?
No, sweetheart. That's why I do my radio program.
People.
Now, I do a half-hour session for a special. That's on my website. But a full session is not that much more expensive than the half-hour session. So just call me outside of the radio program and we'll talk. But I'm telling you.
Done and done.
All right. But I'm telling you, you have a really amazing opportunity about to be presented to you, and that through doing that, you meet him.
Okay.
Because
and
I
you're
actually
talking to
think
that Matthew guy.
Yeah.
I would love to get his info, too, because he seems like a good
guy
to know
Matthew's
as well.
Number. Yeah, no worries.
Right
I'll give you his number. Okay. All right. See ya. Bye.
Ciao.
All right. So I'm going to take one more caller very quickly. Okay, Wendy. I'm going to answer a really quick question for you. What's your question?
Thank you, Mona. My question is, if you read my email,
No, actually, I have
really
not.
Worried. Okay. HR called me last week, and they said that they will not approve any more time off beyond the last day of this month, regardless of whether or not my doctor wants to extend my time or not. This will interfere with my therapy to get better.
Here's what you do, because I only have a minute. Here's what you do is you reach out to your attorney. You reach out to your attorney, not your chiropractor or your doctor. You reach out to your attorney and you say, you need to direct a letter or a correspondence to human resources at my company because they are saying they're not going to pay for any more of my time off. So you put
that
burden on your attorney.
But
say that again.
They're going to fire me if I don't go back to work.
Sweetie, but you need to ask your attorney this advice, not your psychic.
I'll call tomorrow and ask an employment labor law attorney.
Right. You actually ask your attorney that's doing your case about what's going on. Say what you just said to me, that I'm being threatened to be fired from a human resources department right now. The thing is that all I'm telling you is that this would be really, really bad publicity for this company if they ended up firing you over you being, you going through these medical issues. So, All right,
yes,
pal.
They are.
That's
medical
my advice.
Insurance.
All right. See you
Will
later.
Will I keep my job for another year?
What it's saying here is that it's your attorney that can guide you to that, but you have to get your attorney involved. And I'm not seeing you suffering here in the long run. So my answer to that is yes, you probably get to have that bridge. So I got to go. Thanks for the call. See you later. All right, you guys, I will be back live next week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and stay blessed. Namaste.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.